Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's June 14, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. We're here for our weekly Monday night New Earth Support Team call, and I'm so grateful that you're here, whether you're live or on the recording. You are equally helpful and appreciate you being here in whatever way you've showed up. Just in case there's someone new here, which there almost always is, I'll give a brief overview of what we do. After this little intro, the first thing I'm going to do is call the directions of the Mesa, and then I'm going to spend just a brief time calling in allies. You may not recognize all the beings I call. They're from many different religions and traditions, but they are all of divine light and benevolent intent. They're all good things to have around. I would call high vibration light beings to work with us. Then we'll seal the container, get a nice solid container. This will serve you whenever and wherever you're receiving this in recording or live event. Then I will guide you through the process of embodied awakening, where you will basically call your higher self to merge with you here in your physical body. This gives you a whole host of benefits, which I'll describe, and it also gets you tuned up in a way that will enable you to be of the greatest possible service for this call, because the very function of New Earth Support Team is to support the New Earth. And the way it's happening in recent weeks and even months is that each of us receives a experience of personal healing, personal awakening, and often a sense of merging energetically with not only the people on this call, but even other beings who are of love and light and serving the great awakening on planet Earth. And basically, we just hang out and be really, really open and receptive and passive. And what basically happens is each of us becomes surrogate healers for the collective, meaning all the other beings on Earth. And whatever awakening we receive, whatever healing we receive, is then energetically sent down by the allies to the Earth. So we ourselves, it's been a long time since we've done anything active where we actually sent energy or visualized anything. Our job is to be passive, receive all the amazing blessings that the divine will give us. And then whatever good we receive will be holistically received by the others on Earth. So pretty cool process, really. Now, those of us who are more capable will not only be healed of our own stuff, but we will have healing energy come through us for the collective. And you may feel heavy energies being processed through you that don't feel like they're yours, and if so, they're not. However, the divine's very careful, and they will not put anything through any of us that we're not ready for. So you don't have to filter or regulate or control anything. You can relax and know that exactly the right things are happening, because the intelligence of these divine beings and your own higher self is on a scale we humans can't even comprehend. So we're in very good hands, and we will only have the experience we are ready for, and we'll serve our highest good. So that's the nutshell. And eventually, when we're done, we will, chances are we'll feel pretty out of body, and we'll have dual awareness. We'll probably feel our bodies as well as our expanded divine energy. And then all that will be, you know, gently merged back into the body. We'll receive an awakening upgrade, and we'll wrap it up after that. This whole process energetically usually takes an hour or less. And then once the sacred container is done, I will close the Mesa. At that point, if you have other things to do, you can exit at that point live or on the recording. But we will stay for a few minutes after that if anyone has questions or comments. Sometimes there's very little action and we're done in 5 minutes. Last time we were here nearly an hour because it was very lively and lots of questions and comments were there. We never know what's going to happen. We just play it by ear. So that's what we're doing. So let's get rolling. We now have 45 people on the line. And let me just, this is time sensitive for those of you who are actually members of Awakening Plus. I sent out to the membership a survey, a link, and that survey closes in 2 days on Wednesday, June 16. And the question is, do you want our weekly calls, not these Monday nights, but the ones that are currently on Wednesday nights, do you want to keep those on Wednesday, or would you want them to be on Tuesday or Thursday? And I haven't had a lot of responses yet. So if you have a preference around that, if you ever do those calls live, I would just request that you go into that survey. You can check, any of the nights or all of them or whatever. And just let me know what would serve you best, because I want to get the sense from the members themselves what nights work best for that. So you would have gotten that email just a couple of days ago on Saturday, actually. I'll be sending out another reminder tomorrow morning with the recording of this event. So watch for that if you didn't already get that Saturday email or if it's not handy. So if you have an opinion and a preference around what nights we do our other rotating events, I'd love to get your feedback on that. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus, don't worry about it. All right. So let's do this. The request I always make on these calls. First, I request that this be the only thing you're doing. Please do not multitask, even if you're on the recording. So again, it'll take probably less than an hour. And if you cannot do it now without doing something else, then I ask that you wait. And if you're a member, go to the recording in the archive. These recordings all go up within a day usually, and then do it then. It'll be just as juicy for you. All recordings are very powerful, even after the fact. And the reason is, not only will you have a better experience if this is the only thing you're doing, but we co-create this field. And if you're distracted and your attention isn't really on what we're doing here, then that distraction energy will radiate out to everyone else. So being here carries a certain level of responsibility. You are co-creating a field with us, even if you're on the recording. So please only do this if you can be fully present. Just pretend you're right here in the room with me and behave like that. The other request is, if you have to leave before we close the sacred container, again, which will be less than an hour from now, then ask the allies to gently ease you out of the collective field. They will do so, and you'll be able to leave without disrupting the event. Please do this even if you're on the recording. So I do make that request. Thank you. All righty. Let's do this. Now, I ask that you now close your eyes and relax. And as I set up the energetic field, simply relax. If you feel the energy moving, just let the perception of that energy be what you focus on, very gently, very easily. If you cannot feel the subtle energy, then just feel your breath coming and going on its own. No breath control, just feel whatever's happening automatically. So energy, if you can feel it, if not, just feel breath come and go. And that will, either way, you're fully passive, just allow it. So please do that while I do this. Pachamama, mama kia, we're a kocha, inti, kuichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Baba Ji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in front of us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. See if you can feel it. Okay, now we'll do the embodied awakening invocation. Metaphorically, this is treating your body like a car, and your personality will slide to the passenger seat so that your divine can drive. At any point, your personality does not like the divine's driving. All it has to do is slide right back over, take the wheel. The divine will step out right away with no fuss, and your ego is driving again, just like before. So there's no danger or risk, instantly reversible. However, if you choose to let the divine keep driving, there's some pretty wonderful benefits, and they include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you'll know what to do through intuition a lot more, and you'll have more bliss. That sounds all right. Then in a moment, I'll have you speak directly to your higher self to call it to join with you, again, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So get just as much of it as you're ready for. So if you'd like to do this, repeat after me starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. And now I invite you just to relax, be passive. If you feel energy moving in you on its own, then let your awareness of that energy be what you notice. Let that be the focus. If you do not feel that, then feel breath coming and going on its own. No breath control. Tips that will give you the best experience with this invocation. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just feel energy or feel breath running itself. If you become distracted, and you'll notice that at some point, Don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Just let that distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. To resist it would be to make it get stronger. So instead, think of the distraction as an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay any more attention to it. And instead, you're going to relax your attention back into awareness of energy or breath. If the distraction persists in the background, it's okay. Let it do its thing. It's not you. And you do your thing, focusing on energy or breath. The final nuance is learning how little effort is needed to feel what you're focusing on. So for a moment, let's play and see how little energy that actually takes. I invite you right now to go to no effort at all. Please drop the effort level to zero and just exist. Whatever arises is fine. Okay, so in this zero effort state, just notice this. Is there awareness of energy or breath anyway, even without trying to focus on it? If there is, then zero effort's all you need. The less effort that gets the job done, the better. If it's zero effort, you don't have that awareness. Then you want to add very small bits of effort incrementally until you do. The idea being to use the least effort needed to feel energy or feel breath. Once you're at that bare minimum level that gets the job done, just rest there. Chances are that's a whole lot less effort than you were using before. And any effort beyond what's needed will actually slow this whole thing down. So based on what I'm feeling, which is the composite of everyone doing this live and later on the recording, a lot of people are in embodied awakening. We have a lot of regulars who come and are getting quite good at this sort of thing. So how would you know if you were in embodied awakening? The following four things would all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. While that's happening, you're there. You can chill down to no effort, just be. The space will hold you. And you serve the rest of us by just hanging out in embodied awakening. Because the more of us that are there, the easier it is for everyone else to get there. Because those holding it are creating a beautiful field that has an uplift effect or maybe a downflow effect, since it's the higher self coming to you. Whatever you want to call it, it just makes it easier to get into embodied awakening. So if you're there, just relax and enjoy it for a moment. You're not yet in embodied awakening, which is not mandatory, by the way. It's just really nice. Relax. And right now you might think, oh, I better try harder. No, 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 no. That will slow you down. Try letting go even more. Going to no effort. And if at no effort, you are noticing energy or breath anyway, stay at zero. And if not, add just barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. And more of us are going in. We'll stay just a moment longer, giving others a chance to catch up to embodied awakening. If you don't get quite all the way there, even a partial movement there is great. There's lots of shades of gray between no awakening at all and full embodied awakening. So even if you just tipped a little ways over, that's a good start. We'll take whatever we can get. The allies are ready. Allies, we are so grateful for the great honor and privilege of showing up to serve you. We offer ourselves in service to support the great global spiritual awakening. And we invite you, allies, to make use of us to support this in the way that serves highest good of all, which includes those of us who are showing up to serve. I don't really have to tell the divine that, they know that, but that's for you newer folks who might have any concern. And they are agreeing and smiling. So you humans, I invite you now to relax as before. Just relax and just either feel the energy moving in you on its own, passively feel that, or feel breath if you can't feel the energy. And that's the space I'm going to invite you into for the rest of our call, unless I advise you otherwise. And the variety of experiences you may have might include deeper awakening, states of bliss or ecstasy. You might feel some challenge as heavy energy moves through you and releases through. It might be yours. It might be someone else's. You might have various spiritual phenomena happening. It's okay to have whatever experience you're having. I've made a big deal in the invocation of just feel energy and ignore everything else. Now you can relax and just experience whatever you experience, whatever it may be. Just don't try to make anything happen from your ego. In fact, it may be that I'm describing something and your experience is something completely different than that. And that's okay. That happens all the time on these calls. Be with your experience. If you're getting your own customized experience, go with it for as long as it lasts. Please do not use effort to try to match what I'm describing. Let the divine give you what you need. And they know what that is better than your human self does. I'll remind you again, our role as humans is passive. We're now in divine territory. This is above our human pay grade. And our human selves cannot navigate this with any skill at all. So we're better off just relaxing, just chilling out, being anything that needs to happen, the divine will take care of itself. So I invite you now to relax and be. And I will describe whatever I'm experiencing that's notable. Reminding you again, if your experience doesn't match, stay with your experience. Do not use effort to match my words. Oh, wow. I'm feeling a really blissful feeling in my brain. Sending down some really sweet energy. They do this a lot. They're thanking us yet again for showing up in live human bodies. There are certain things they can do to support the great global awakening with live humans they can't do any other way. So we are serving them greatly by showing up in that way. Already the group collective field is here. So that means that there's a level in which all of us have merged energetically. It's way beyond mind. There's no mental information here. It's just an energy blend field working at a higher level in mental. And some of us are hanging out here. We're aware of it. If you are not, that's okay. But at some point, you may become aware of this blended field and relax into it. It is possible to have multiple levels of experience. You might be able to have some awareness of your separate physical body, and then perhaps some awareness of a unique spiritual experience you yourself are having as an individual. Above and beyond that, you might feel the group blending I was talking about, and perhaps even things beyond that. There's no limit to how many levels a person can experience at the same time, ultimately. So whatever you feel, just relax and feel it. Know it's okay. And it's equally okay not to feel anything I'm describing. Each of us gets the experience we're ready for. There's no better or worse. All of us are greatly appreciated by the divine just for showing up and doing our best. Yeah, I just had the experience of my body feeling like more energy than flesh. Noticing more of me blending into that group field, which I'm now feeling merging with the planetary consciousness and all the massive numbers of light beings around the Earth. Kind of an include and transcend kind of experience, individual human self, individual spiritual state, blended group spiritual state of the Awakening Plus people, including and transcending awareness of the vast number of beings surrounding and serving planet Earth and its awakening, and some of us even beyond that. Whatever you're experiencing, just relax into it. Let it run itself. Yeah, the inner planes are open to those of us who are ready for them. And there's nothing to do, just relax. And if you are ready, you're just there. It all does itself. So I'm noticing that there are many unique experiences starting to happen. So at various times, possibly out of sync with my description, you'll be having a deep awakening experience, a strong healing experience for yourself or others, some kind of spiritual experience that doesn't jive with what I'm reporting. Just allow all that to happen. It's like all of us in the inner worlds look like different lights flashing on and off at different times. So lots of unique individual healings and awakenings happening. And we're being invited to let go completely. For most of us, the field is strong enough to hold us. So just try it. Try going to zero effort. Just relax into simple presence. And if you do that and you feel like you're still solidly in your divine being, then stay at zero. Just let the divine make good use of you. There may be periods now where I don't speak for periods of time. Just stay with your process. be with the state you're in. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just enjoy whatever you're experiencing. If heavy energy is passing through you, as it is with me right now, just relax, let the divine move it through. Don't do anything about it from your ego, just be present with it. If something notable is happening in your field, it's okay to put your attention there and just be present with whatever's happening, but I do recommend you not try to make it any different than it is. Divine allies are all very much on top of that for each of us. There's nothing you could do with your human effort that the divine couldn't already do better for you in things relating to what we're doing here. So I invite you to relax and allow. Relax and be with whatever's happening for you. Your energy is getting really deep and really subtle. Each of us now having the perfect experience for us and the service that we can support. Please relax and allow. Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit of heavy energy being put through me. I'm just relaxing and letting it process through. I have no idea whose it is, and it doesn't matter. The divine will bring to each of us whatever we're able to process. Relax into whatever you're experiencing, please. Stay present with awareness of energy or awareness of breath, please. There's a little more effort in the field than is optimal, and it's if we can all just relax and be with what is and be okay with that, then that will soften the field and we'll go even deeper into the divine. So whether you're live or on the recording, either can affect this. I invite you just to relax and be with this process as it is right now. Again, be as it is okay. Yeah, I can feel some heavy energy coming out of my hands, a little bit out of the feet, mostly the hands, though. Let's, you know, they're clearing some things away that are better off not being there. Continue relaxing into just feeling energy moving or feeling breath come and go. The field feels really spacious now. I appreciate all of you live or on the recording who are just relaxing into this, letting it be what it is and being okay with what it is. And the energy is still very strong and lovely. So let's continue just resting in this sweet field for just a little while longer. The energy is very sweet and very deep for me. As always, the invitation is to relax and feel and enjoy this deep spiritual state. My body is beginning a subtle vibration. If you're aware in a real subtle way, you can feel the energy in you transmuting and evolving and shifting in real time. Now I'm feeling the energy is beginning to come into the physical body. It looks like we're moving toward the end of the sacred container process, but we're not done yet, so stay focused. You may in your physical body notice a sense of new energy there. So you might notice that your body for a while has felt more like energy than flesh. And what you're doing now is taking all that sweet energy from the inner experience we were having. Each of us is getting that translated into physical form in our human bodies. Yeah. So you might be noticing you're significantly more present in the physical body, or half of you is there now, perhaps. You can still feel some of those higher vibrations here in the body. And you know, the idea being when you're ready to be feeling your body, just notice that you're operating at a higher frequency. If you then maintain this frequency and make it more stable, you can have a permanent awakening, and that'll be your baseline until the next one comes along. Of course, there's lots more awakenings available for us all. So thank you, allies. I'm being called to close the container, after which we'll open the floor to conversation and chat. Thank you, Alice. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocha. Inti. Inti. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful energy. You're honored to be of service to assist with the Great Global Awakening. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I request that those of you allies still working with any human who've been part of this event, live or recorded, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, so the sacred container is closed. Those of you who are not yet members of Awakening Plus, I invite you, if you like this kind of thing, to go to awakeningplus.com and check out our $1 for 30 days free trial. Not a free trial, it's a dollar. And that gives you full member access to the archive, which has over 325 events, all of them just as powerful on the recording as they were live. The 16-part Invocation Masterclass, lots of other good stuff in there. This Wednesday, in 2 days, on the 16th, we're doing one of our shamanic breathwork calls. Those are really powerful. We've got a really awesome one-hour mix that's going to start real intense and shake yourself up real good and then leave you in the heights of ecstasy by the time we're done. It's good stuff. We do Wednesday night events every week, and most of them are members only. But as a member, you get access to all of it, as well as most all the events we've ever done in the archives. So check it out if that sounds interesting. After the 30 days, it's just $19 a month automatically. And if that's too much, let me know and we'll take it down to $9 a month. Try to keep it really reasonable so people can benefit from the healing and awakening and service opportunities that Awakening Plus offers. Alrighty, so let's open this up to feedback. Let me enable unmuting. There we go. So now if you're on the live call, you can just click that little microphone icon with the slash and speak at will. If you'd rather type in the chat window, that's fine as well. If you're on the phone, I believe *6 will mute and unmute you. So the floor is open. And if we don't get a lot of immediate feedback, then we can just sit. The energy is still sweet, even though the container is officially closed. In fact, we've even had some typing in the chat. I'll start sharing that with you. Honor Julie typed, deep, deep flow, moved into new personal depth tonight. And then mystery guest typed, thank you. I will reply to the survey and plan to be there this Wednesday. Love these calls. Thank you, mystery guest. You will, of course, need to be a member to do that. That's a members only call, but if you're not yet a member, please feel free to check that out. LOL, it's Marla. Yeah, Marla's been a member for a long time. She has one of those videos on the information page. She said, meant to change my name. It's all right. Mystery guest is fine. Patricia types, sometimes I get so itchy on these calls. Why? My sense of that is the itchiness is heavy energy that's getting stirred up to release. Itchiness in a spiritual context is something getting stirred up, and it's on its way to being flushed out or integrated or transmuted. So just be with it, be present with the itching, try not to change it or stop it, scratch if you have to, but know that that's just getting stirred up to clear. And it's okay, it's part of the process. I've had so many intense phenomena in my early years of my work and really cleaning up seriously. So a little itching isn't so bad compared to what I've done. So Cass is unmuted, or Jim perhaps. So which one of y'all wants to talk?
It's Jim.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for speaking.
So, yeah, thank you. Wonderful session. I guess an observation tonight is probably the last, as well as the last previous two. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, I'm able to talk.
Oh, good.
Previously, I was out for 15 minutes, you know, for the last 6 months before that. So there's a change. I don't know what that's about, but for the last 2-3 weeks, I've been able to
speak.
Yeah, right. So anyway, just a comment on that.
Well, I had a similar experience. Now, again, my training was in ayahuasca ceremonies and San Pedro plant spirit ceremonies. And what I found is after I did some of them for a while, I became more physically functional, even in a profound altered state. So it's just a matter of, you know, getting more accustomed to these vibrations. And what I suspect is happening with you, Jim, is you're getting more comfortable with these higher vibrations. And before, where that state would have just been completely non-functional, now you're integrated enough at that higher level that you can be physically functional. And that's why I'm able to be in these super deep states and then able to run the computer and talk and do all that, because I require performing consciousness in the physical as I'm doing these other levels. But it's been easier for me because I have a lot of earth in my chart, and my progression was going from, so I had full physical awareness but virtually no divine awareness for so long, and then I had to do all this plant spirit work to get aware in the inner realms. So my predisposition was to physical functionality anyway. There's a lot of people though who are more spirit than flesh, and they tend to be out of body, and for them the difficulty is getting in their body enough when they do something like this. So forgive the autobiographical tangent there, but basically, Jim, you're doing great, and that just suggests to me you're getting more integrated over time, and that should result in greater functionality at higher levels. I hope that makes sense.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And let's see what else we got for feedback. I'm not going to read everything, but the things that I think would be interesting for the group. Linda typed, love how deep and radiant my hands get. Thank you. Have to leave. Blessings, Linda. Thank you, Linda. Patricia said, love the tangent, yet can't speak yet myself. That happens quite a lot. People will get to the end of one of these things. I mean, I don't know if y'all know this, but I blipped out too. I called the directions at the end and I was gone. I have no idea how long that was, but I was just not here for a moment. What did I just do? Did I call the directions? What? And then I just picked up from there. So I still blip out from time to time when the energy gets real intense. And that's, as I commented in some of our recent calls, the Aquarian age has gotten a lot stronger recently. And the inner plane especially, it's much more deep in there. We've gone to new levels. And so I too am having to gain performing consciousness at some of these deeper levels that are available to us now. And I'm spacing out from time to time myself, even facilitating a call like this. So I'm just doing my best. And it's not because I'm tired, because I've been really alert tonight, but it was so deep. I just went out for a while or in a few seconds. I have no idea how long it was. I'll have to go back and look at the recording to tell. We got a live caller. It's Patricia. Hi.
Hi, Benjamin. Hi, people. I can sort of kind of speak right now.
Okay.
I'm noticing in real life things are getting really crazy and intense out there in the world and in a lot of interpersonal relationships. So I'm really just kind of cocooning right now in a lot of ways. And it's super, and I love like what I look forward to this so much. And it's just really interesting. And it feels like, I think as a planet, we're kind of doing this cosmic leap almost, which is probably why things are so intense. Mm-hmm. But I love being able to commune with everyone like this as many times a week as possible. Yay. Thank you.
Thanks for showing up, Patricia.
Thank you.
Yeah, things are getting intense. My understanding and what I'm being told in the inner worlds is we're in the shift to the Aquarian Age now. We're there. And that involves not immediate unicorns and rainbows, but a lot of stuff getting stirred up. Again, in the inner worlds, we recently had a shift in the last weeks that the inner planes are now much easier to access. Things are moving faster in there. Inner work is easier and quicker. At the same time, things are real intense out here in the physical, and there's still a lot of heavy energy being cleared. So as they've told me many times, when enough of us awake up and enough of us are walking around in embodied awakening on the planet, when we hit that tipping point, then the light will spread like wildfire. And a lot of people will wake up really fast. But until that time, it's going to be a slog. So those of us who are here to be the light workers, the light bearers to do that, you yourself will have a much more pleasant experience because it's an as within, so without game. If you cultivate this peacefulness within yourself with the invocations I offer or whatever gets you there, any method is great as long as it works, and you're holding that more consistently, then your experience will be much nicer because your inner peace within you will naturally mean outside you, your direct experience will be more harmonious. And then when enough of us do that, the whole planet shifts. So just persevere. Even if it doesn't shift right away, you yourself will have a better experience and you'll be serving the collective. So it's all good to do it. And some people say, oh, why should I have bliss when others are not? And that's kind of getting it backwards, saying, oh, I feel guilty for feeling so good. But in fact, your walking around feeling really good and really blissful is a really profound service. You're setting the model, the container, the example energetically for others. So the more of us that walk around in this really sweet state, we are serving others by setting the groundwork for that. And every one of us that does that makes it easier for everyone else to do it. So don't just fall back down to misery and suffer with everyone else. That serves nobody. You want to hold this beautiful state the best you can and not only have a better experience yourself, but spread that light and energy. Just like the sun shines heat and light on everything, your awakening sort of spreads this beautiful energy to everyone else on the planet. So I do encourage you to keep your own consciousness as sweet and high as possible. Okay, so anyone can unmute, but I'm going to catch up on the chat. There's quite a bit being typed here. Oh, we got Joanne. Hey, Joanne.
Hi. I had a headache, a slight headache this afternoon, and then it got harder and harder, more intense, I'll say. Right. I thought it was a stress headache, and I come onto the call, and I felt intense energy moving through my head and moving through my arm. And then I was thinking, well, maybe it will, you know, take off, like, because I usually end up in bliss, but I still have this intense headache, and my neck feels stiff, and you know, the one time a lady came on and she said, you know, could we become bright and shiny at the end? And I was thinking, can we do some flush and have it bright and shiny? Because I don't know. I don't know if they're done working on me or if I'm done with whatever, but I did not get to bliss today.
Okay.
I have a lot of very heavy, intense energy in my head still, like I've had yesterday and maybe the day before. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that was probably clear on its own, but those, we still got 33 people live. Let's all just, for just a sec, flow highest good to Joanne. So if you're willing to just repeat after me, who's willing to do the spirit that I am? Flow the energy.
Should I repeat
you,
after you?
Joanne, you just be quiet and receive, okay?
Okay. That's Thank
it.
You.
We'll start again. Everyone who's willing to do this, repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me to serve Joanne's highest good. Starting now, thank you. And just be passive, those of you who are doing this, and you can do this on the recording as well. You're just a conduit, and you might even feel the energy going through you. I certainly do. And we'll just hold for a moment until we feel the energy is done. It's still flowing. So I'll note when the energy is done, which is getting quite a bit. That's it. Okay, you can let go. So Joanne would love to hear back from you how you're feeling now, if that made a difference right away.
I feel a lightness in my head, yes. I can still feel, I still have a headache and my neck is still stiff.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but it's like in the very, like in the back of my head, it just feels very intense.
Okay, just
in my neck.
Joanne, just call the healing invocation. You know how to do that?
Yeah.
So those who don't know, she would just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and then just rest awareness where the discomfort is. And right. That's clear pretty quickly, given what just happened. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here and being willing to process some heavy energy.
Okay, dear.
Thanks. You might be doing bonus work for someone. Who knows?
No idea. Thank you. Okay. All righty.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's see. Is catching up with, so Jeannie typed, can you speak to the uptick in contact with extraterrestrial forms recently? So she's probably referring to the military coming out and saying, yes, we've been having all these UFOs, or they're calling them something different now, that have been flying next to their planes and stuff, and are openly acknowledging that it's been happening and that it's not of earthly origin. I think we're just opening to more and more disclosure that we ain't the only ones around. And of course, UFOs have been around for decades, but now it appears finally the military is finally ready to admit it's actually happening, trying to do it very gradually in a way that won't freak out the populace. I guess we've now seen enough science fiction and stories about aliens who are peaceful to finally, you know, work with that. So they've been around a lot, and I've had ayahuasca. I remember one ayahuasca experience I had a few years ago where I, in the ceremony, was contacted by a whole crew of ETs and many different sizes, shapes. I saw them in the inner world, and there were dozens of them. And they said, we're your brothers and sisters. And in the inner world, I was called, I didn't speak out loud, but in, you know, I said, those who are ready, here are our brothers and sisters. And I just sort of energetically opened the field, sort of, and just let those who are ready to perceive them perceive these beautiful alien beings. We are so not the only ones here. There are so many beautiful alien brothers and sisters who are here, many to help us. So yeah, they're around. And part of the uptick of awakening is going to be more public awareness of all these beautiful beings who are here. Now, they're not all of love and light. There are dark beings as well. So you don't want to just hang out with any ET that shows up. But there are a lot of really beautiful ones, and I work with many of them in the inner realms. So there are many beautiful beings, very much so. Patricia types, guess we just keep carrying our candles. This really helps too. Thank you all so much. Lots of weird energy out there. Love to all. Well, we're in a very intense time. Anytime you have a shifting of the ages, things get real intense. Jeannie typed, for me, it feels like a missing piece has been restored. And Miriam types, can I still benefit even calling in late and being really intense? Maybe it's my energy. Sure. Even calling in late is okay on these public calls like this. And just, Miriam, work with what you got. Just be with where you are. If you're a member, you can always come back to this event on the recording and do it from the start, or go back into the library and pick from the hundreds of events we have, or go to the best of page and pick the ones I've selected as cream of the crop events. And like we did earlier, you can just call in your own healing. If you're having an energy that's still a little intense right now, just say, hey, divine, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And just gently rest your attention wherever it doesn't feel good. The divine will come in, stir it up, flush it away, and they'll take care of you. So try that and see if that doesn't help. All right, so I've caught up on the chat, and I'm loving all the interaction tonight. It's really sweet. Any other questions or comments? The floor is open. And while we're waiting, I say this a lot, but it's always true. I just feel such really profound gratitude to everyone who shows up here. There's always so many things you could be doing, and the fact that you chose to be here on this call really warms my heart. You know, we are here to serve, to assist with the Great Global Awakening. We are not the only ones. There's huge numbers of other light workers doing their own thing in their own way. And we're just, you know, one segment of a huge number of helpers. And this is such an honor to do it in our own peculiar way. And of course, the more of us that show up, the more awesome the service is. So grateful that so many of you choose to be with us here on Monday nights. Really, really grateful. Okay, so it's been quiet in the chat for a bit. So let's say last call for typing something in the chat window or unmuting and sharing something. Oh, they just hit us with some fresh, sweet energy. So enjoy that while we're seeing if anyone else wants to share something. Welcome to all you new folks, by the way, and thanks to all you. Many people have been doing events like this for months and months and showing up pretty regularly. Really grateful to you guys who sort of hold down the core energy on our newest support team calls. Really, really grateful to you guys. In the Law of One teachings, which you can access freely at lawofone.info online. This was channeled about 35 years ago. This beautiful high being that's channeling says, or being channeled says, when you're doing spiritual work, every extra person who shows up, there's a logarithmic doubling. So every new person that goes, that's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that's 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. The order of magnitude of power increases radically with each new person. So with us having overhead 50 people on the call, that's a lot of consciousness. That's a lot of energy in the field. So the more people show up, the more beautiful the service becomes, the more effective. So really appreciate y'all being here. Miriam says, do you work with people with serious depression? I have. I have, you know, especially one-on-one, various modalities that have helped people. And so if you feel that I might be able to help you, let me know. And if we're not sure, you know, I'll check in intuitively whether or not I'm the right one to help you. If not, I could refer you out elsewhere. So, if you have serious depression and you're wondering, she says, yes, she'll email me. Okay, yeah, just give me a call or email me, benjamin@astroshaman.com, and we'll talk. All righty. That feels like a wrap, folks. Really grateful to all of you for showing up here. Many, many blessings to you all. And we'll call it a night. We're here every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Lots of other calls as well. If you're not already getting my newsletter, go to astroshaman.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get notified about these events and other cool stuff. Thank you so much. Many blessings and good night.